reminders in how I live my life from time to time as to why I became the way I did when it came to the network of people and the people I have connected with for so many years through my travels in college, beyond that, so on and so forth. And I began a process years ago that created a big reset in my universe. And that entailed matching the energy that someone gives me. So when it comes to a coworker or a friend or a family member or a relationship or someone dating, my rule changed to I'm going to match my effort with yours. Because what was happening for a long period of time, and many people that think the way I do can understand this, is that you are, the way you love people and the way you value the connection is much higher in your pecking order than it is on theirs. And therefore, when you stop placing that expectation on that person to be exactly how you are, then, and you just match whatever they give you, then it becomes very clear what that relationship is. And I think that's what I realized in my journey when I started reflecting on everything around me. And I said, you know what? This is really the way to do it. Like, as far as you have to, if someone's just texting you, okay, that you're a texting buddy. If you're a person that just calls me when you want to go out to drink, that's what I'm, just drinking buddy. If I'm the guy that you just want to go to the sporting events with or come over for football on Sundays, then I'm the football, the sports friend, right? Like, we, you know, men especially, and that's what I was trying to tell people when I talk about this topic, is that in the world of men, men get, they're not ones to fraternize with people among their peers per se or doing things all the time. That's more of a woman thing. That's more like women, they get together with other moms, and then they drag the husbands around, and then the dads are involved because the kids are playing with other kids, and those parents, you have to talk to them because they have to get along. You know, like this whole world of, we don't go out and socialize. I believe the average guy doesn't, because he's busy working, he's busy providing, he's busy fixing the house, he's busy doing X, Y, and Z. So we don't really make time. And I know for me, what used to drive me up the wall was so much was people always saying, well, I'm busy. I'm super busy, you know, like, and as if your life isn't busy either. As if you're not in a position of, shit, I just got up today at 4:30 to start my day because that's the only time I have to get some exercise in today. All right, I did the parenting thing, doing some work, and now I'm just doing a little podcast break here. But my point is that we're all busy. We're all doing our thing. But I still, my definition, when I love somebody as a friend, as a coworker, as a partner, as a family member, is that I make the effort. I make the effort to stay in touch. And not only that, but there's another layer to this too. I also noticed in my circles over the years that certain people do not like to disclose information, versus they like to hear your business, but they don't want to give you their business, meaning the TMI. And I don't like that. Like, I don't connect well with people that are very coy and very non-transparent, but then they want you to be transparent, and then they decide whether they want to take the plunge or not. Like, I've disconnected from all of that and hit a reset to now where everybody that was around me was not really the definition of a friend that I thought it was, right? Like, they're not considerate. So, for example, if you're coming into town this weekend and you're calling me on Friday night or on Saturday morning when you're here and you're saying, hey, I'm in town, even though you knew you were going to be here probably a week, because all of us, we have to work. We're parenting, a lot of us are. And we have things to do. So we have to schedule in advance when we're leaving out of town, when we're doing things. And you just decided to let me know when you're here? that you want to get together, really? Like, that's the love and the consideration I get from you. So it's weird, because when you see people, when you give them a dose of what they're giving you, they don't react very well to it. And then they start saying, well, you are the issue. And I'm like, well, okay, you're being petty, or you're being this or that. And many people have disconnected, which is, lets me know where they're at. Because I, as a person, I gave too much of myself to a lot of people with nothing, nowhere near as much in return. Because for many other people that I stay connected with, it was only given, they only gave me love from a conditional perspective. They only gave me love when I did certain things for them, when I was available. And those are things that I, now moving forward, I don't really play around with. Very quickly, when I see a connection, let's say I have a new coworker and they want to talk, and I'm cool, I'll give you that leeway, but I'm going to match your energy. So, and there's times where I've taken the plunge first, we're giving TMI, and then the other person doesn't. And I'm like, okay, well, that I'm not going to continue this, because you're not watering this relationship. You're not matching the energy. And it's something that they don't teach us this. I was never taught this from an early age. You know, the only thing you're taught is that a friend is a dollar in your pocket. And then you're saying to yourself, okay, what the fuck does that mean? Means that people, you know, the saying was that people in your circle, friends, are only going to be good to you if you have something to give them. You really don't have any friends. You know, I talk to people, I see people all the time, and the older generation, like, they're stuck. Like, you know, whenever there's a married man, like, I know married men that they don't have any friends. They don't care to have any friends. Their friend is their wife and their kids. That's fucking it. Like, they ain't trying to go to social hour at the clubhouse. They ain't trying to go golf. They're more like, look, I already have plenty of friends. I've been there, done that. I'm happy. I'm a loner. I'm good to go. And I think, like, for women, that's a little bit harder to swallow. Whereas men are more built that way, right? Like, I mean, I remember even seeing a guy in the gym recently that, I mean, we have group text messaging, and he's part of it. I saw him. I didn't talk to him. You know why? Because he saw me. He didn't want to talk to me. I'm like, all right, well, we'll be text friends and pretend like we didn't see each other, right? So it's, you know, when you talk about this topic, it rubbed many of my friends the wrong way. And many of them did just kind of stay back, and they realized that I wasn't going to be the one watering the plant. And, you know, I had these conversations plenty of time with people, explained to them, it's not that I've ever wanted to be that way, but I strongly recommend to people that when you exercise self-respect or self-awareness, and you realize that, hey, this friend that I'm calling every day and every week, and guess what? They're not really coming down or making any effort to come see me or to spend time with me, even though the last 15 times we've met, I'm the one that's making the effort to go out of my way to go do things, as if I don't have a career, as if I don't have parenting responsibilities. It's a really weird thing to just see, but that's the reality. And I always tell that to my partner, because she has a great group of network that make the mutual effort. They come down to see her. They come down from Boston. They come down from Wisconsin. They come down from California. They come from, you know, from outside the country to see her. They come from the Midwest. And then she does the same thing. Like, there's just the reciprocation of energy. And I tell her, like, I was just like you. Like, I wanted what you have. But unfortunately, the people that I picked don't really care to match that. And it was heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. And I decided, hey, you know what? I got to give this up, man, because I'm only going to keep, like, for me to hope that they're going to come around and appreciate me. It's like, they're not going to come to my funeral. They don't even call me. You know, they don't even want to come and see me. You think they're going to come down and see me if I'm in my deathbed, right? I mean, I was in the hospital, I was surgeries. Like all this, and I podcast all about it. And no one, you know, and it's like, and you just, it's not that they're bad people. It's that, and I understand this, is that people, what I understood, I realized is this, is that when it comes to these kind of relationships that you want to have with people, you have to understand where their drive is coming from building it as well. Meaning that, you know, I have friends that are, they don't need the family feeling with a friend because they already have brothers and sisters and mom and dads and uncles, and they're already getting their cup filled with that stuff, right? With that element of family. Whereas with me, I don't have that cup filled with family. So I just share that love with those friends, and I treated them like family because they gave me the attention. So I gave them an overabundance of it, but they weren't able to match it because they didn't view me in that level. They're like, yeah, you know, I got mom, I got dad, I got a brother, I got all these things going on. So they weren't looking for that same connection as I was, like that deep, like more than, I don't want to be just a drinking buddy. I don't want to be a guy to just call when the wife is out of town and you don't have responsibilities with the kids and you're off from work for a couple days. I don't want to be that friend. I want to be a friend that I can come over for your house to have drinks and come over for dinner. I can come do a family trip with you guys and you can come over and hang out with me and stay the night where I stay. Right? Like that's the kind of friendship that those are the kind of connections I want to have with people that really care about you, give you a call, check up on you. Just want to send you something because I'm thinking about you, right? So it's like, you know, and like I said, I don't have that. And people are going to say, well, and I think part of it is me really creating clear boundaries with people. It's like, well, and like I said, men are not ones that they're not going to go out of the way if a friendship is not beneficial to them. Meaning that, okay, this friendship, yeah, it's cool, but it's a lot more inconvenience for me to spend extra energy on you where I just want to spend it on you when we have the annual trip with the boys or when, and that, like I said, it just gets tiring because you want rich, fulfilling connections. That's what I always strive to tell people. And that's what I strive to tell my daughter. You want to surround yourself with people that truly care about you just as much as you want to care for them. And they're able to tell you the truth and they're able to hold you accountable. And then they show you love and they make effort and they come out of the way to see you. You know, that's why my friend Anthony's death was so heartbreaking for me because he was one of the friends I had that really understood that vibe of wanting to, you know, call me. Hey, come over for cornhole. Hey, come over for dinner. Hey, let me stop by. I'm around the way. Say what's up. You know, and it wasn't something that took up a lot of time or you calling me when you're on the road, right? We do double dates. You know, it's just like a spectrum of come over for football. It was everything. And I want my friendships or the connections I have in life to be that way. Now, I'll take whatever you can give me. Like if you want to be texting buddies, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be like a coworker and just keep it light, okay? If you want to be a family member and just talk about how was the weather, great. I'll match it, but I'm not ever going to give you more than what you give me at the end of the day. And I think it's only fair because you are showing me how you feel about me. And therefore, when you show me that, or when you show me what you want this connection to look like, because I'm not going to be the one doing the heavy lifting. I do that in the gym. I'm not going to do that in real life. Like I my stage in life is easy peasy. Enjoy whatever good things come my way. Work for them. Hope they come my way. If not, it's okay. Just make the best of life and move forward. But it's a very self-reflective situation here when I see all these good things that are happening, all these things that are, in my opinion, it's the reality of life, of the fact that we have to demand relationships to be of quality because it doesn't do me any service for me to be giving you all my all, being there available, being there for all different ways, and you can't reciprocate that. And if you don't know how to, that's okay. But I'll match whatever you give me.
She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your season. Right at your season. Right at my number, then wanna be.